Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. I'm bringing a new guest on the show. His name is Greg Smith. He is the Vice President of Exploration over at Nucor Gold. And we are going to be following up on a news release that came out just a couple days ago, Wednesday, February 17th. Drill results from the Enchi Gold Project in Ghana. Before we get into those, though, Greg, since it is your first time on the show, and please give us a little history on yourself and also tying that into what attracted you to joining the Nucor team and explore this Enchi Gold Project.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on. I'm an exploration geologist, over 30 years now in the business. Started in Canada from coast to coast to coast, and expanded into Central, South America, Europe, Africa. The majority of that has actually been exploration in rocks and in geology, similar to what we see in the Enchi Gold Project in Ghana. So these are Precambrian greenstone hosted structurally controlled gold deposits, and actually had an opportunity to be involved in several multi-million ounce discoveries, following through on several of those into development and putting some open pit and underground mines into operation. So I think that history really gives me a good background to be able to interpret what we've got there at Enchi. It's a district scale opportunity, and really excited to build on the existing resource and continue exploring the multitude of additional targets that we have there.
Now, that's the important balance here, is that there is an existing resource, something that the president and CEO, Luke Alexander, and I have talked about a number of times. Current resource, 1.22 million ounces of gold at about 0.72 grams per ton. That's inferred. The company does have a 58,000-meter drill program ongoing and has been pretty consistently releasing results. In terms of these last results from Wednesday, we have results from two different areas, the Sium gold deposit area and the Kwachikrom gold target. Let's start with Sium, because that's where there is a current resource. But the drilling that we just saw, or that was just released, 103 meters of 0.82 grams per ton gold. This is outside the current resource. So give us a bit more color on the results that came out of Sium just in this last release, please.
So yeah, this release, as you say, is a good sort of microcosm, if you will, of our ongoing drilling program. So it included the results from what is actually our largest individual deposit at Sium, so 536,000 ounces there, and that forms about 2/3 of our 58,000-meter program. Is it advancing and expanding the existing gold resources? I think it's important to note that 90% of those gold resources are within 75 meters of surface. So these are quite shallow areas that we've tested now. We've been very successful at that, but we've got expansion potential both along strike, and that's what we've released here with that 103 meters of 0.82. That's a 50-meter step outside of the existing pit-constrained resource, but additionally we have real potential to continue drilling at depth, and again, for us at depth is still only 200 or 300 meter long drill holes. And if you look at the news release, there were a couple of other slightly deeper intervals in there at 16 meters of 1.3 and 8 meters of 2.4, which is sort of starting to show that we're seeing even some better grade material, and that's what we expect as we continue to build on the previous success and drill some more holes into these resources.
So what about these Kwachikrom results as well? It was 53 meters of 0.79 grams per ton gold. There is no resource here at Kwachikrom, but from my understanding, this is one of the more higher priority areas to actually add ounces to the overall resource. Give us some more color on these recent results, please.
Yeah, really excited about those. This is an area that we identified as a high priority target. We've got you know, dozens of them, but certainly a subset of that outside of the resource areas that that we've tested now and will be testing as part of the current drilling program. So there's about 16 historic holes here. We've now put 27 additional holes into that. The interval that you mentioned, the 53 meters, goes right from surface. It is the longest interval that that we have at Quatsch Groom, and we'll definitely be doing some follow-up drilling, you know, stepping out on that one. It was actually 150 meters step out from the previous drilling. But based on all of those 27 holes, they all intersected gold mineralization. You look at the sort of the quality and the consistency of the intervals that we're having there. We certainly believe that this will be the next zone that, again, subject to completing the work that needs to be done, we'll see a resource estimation.
So there are also some cross sections that are included in that recent news release. I'll post a link to the news release, and within there is the link to these cross sections. One thing that is, I guess, fairly consistent both at Sium and the Quatsch Groom targets here is that we're seeing these different ore shoots, I guess, of gold mineralization where these drill holes are intersecting. Three in some senses, two in Quatsch Groom's case, in terms of gold mineralization. What's the importance of understanding how these deposits look like they're made up?
Yeah, these are structurally controlled deposits, so that's sort of why you're seeing those zones get connected as they do between the various holes, and that occurs on these cross sections, but that occurs along strike as well. Probably one of the most significant aspects is that, you know, in each one of these holes, you're not just intersecting one mineralized zone, but you're intersecting various. If you look at the highlight hole there from Sium, it's a hole that's 168 meters long. It includes that 103 meter interval, but it includes another one above cutoff at 17 meters. It includes a third one at 3 meters. So you add all of that together, and you know, you're looking at 130 meters or so of a 168 meter long hole that are, you know, above cutoff grade. So that just then evolves into the fact that you know, you're creating these multiple zones near surface. So that's expanding on the oxide potential. And as you have multiple zones associated with the primary structure, you start getting into lower stripping ratios and things like that. And it's just a positive from a potential mining scenario.
All right. So the Sium gold deposit, as we've mentioned, it is there is a current resource and the largest resource that makes up that overall 1.22 million ounces. Quatsch Groom doesn't have that resource, but now you guys have put a number of drill holes into this target area. How many holes are you working off of currently, and how do you see that progressing to a resource?
Yeah, so the holes that we released were actually drilled right up until the end of 2020. So we've got these results now. We certainly benefit in Ghana from having assay labs in country. We're working with drillers who are based in the country. Again, we're seeing some turnaround times that are in the range of 2 to 3 weeks, as opposed to maybe even 2 to 3 months in some other places. So we've been able to incorporate these results into what we have ongoing now, which is an updated preliminary economic assessment. And as part of that, our consultants will be incorporating these results and doing an initial resource estimate at Quatsch Groom. So we're able to, again, in relatively short order, incorporate these results, get that resource estimated done and incorporated into the updated PEA that will be done in the second quarter of this year.
So one other aspect of the exploration that I've heard you refer to just recently, and Luke has touched on a number of times, is the opportunities at depth. Because so far, the recent drilling, historic drilling, and the current resource, it's all very shallow. When will we start to see some of these deeper results, or at least you guys go after the potential at depth?
Yes, we've got the four rigs on site currently. Two of those are diamond rigs that are dedicated to drilling these deeper holes. The initial set of deeper holes will be targeting the two larger resources. So that is Siyum, and then the second one is our Boyne resource, which is just slightly smaller than Siyum at 533,000 ounces. So we've got these two rigs working now, and much like the RC results that we've released in these eight batches, we'll get a batch of three or four or five holes together as we get those results and release those in due course. So that'll be probably within the next 3 to 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay, so just consistent news flow, but it will be interesting to see what you guys can potentially find at depth. Big picture here, Greg, what do you see as possible for this project as you guys continue through this large drill program that is still focused on building ounces? What have you seen so far in the drilling, and what has you excited about the rest of this program?
We've seen more gold is what we've seen. We've seen it stepping out along strike within the resource areas. If you look at our presentation and our materials online, you'll see that even within the resource areas, in particular the two largest ones, Boyne and Siyum, there were some gap areas that weren't previously drilled. In the case of Boyne, it was about a kilometer of strike length where the geochemistry and the geophysics still went through there. It was just the previous programs hadn't put any holes in there. So we've now been able to fill in the gap, and we've released the first set of those results in January. So the excitement is that we've got a good start at the 1.22 million ounces. We see real almost low-hanging fruit where we can expand that resource in the near-surface oxide environment. But if you look at these types of deposits, these greenstone-hosted, structurally controlled deposits, they tend to be more extensive in a vertical sense than in a lateral sense. So if we've been exploring and had this success laterally and near surface to get to the point where we are, we're really excited now about testing that third dimension, which, again, from a deposit model standpoint, and even looking at our neighbor at Chirano, where they're now, they've got resources down to 1.5 kilometers. They've been mining down to almost a kilometer now. It's a mine that's been in operation for over a decade. So everything points to us to being able to extend these zones significantly at depth.
Okay. Greg, I appreciate that update. It's great having you on the show, and it's always interesting, I think, to hear from the VP of Exploration, or really the one that is guiding the drill program. And quite frankly, the results that we have seen throughout this program have been quite consistent. So as you progress through it, I'll keep on following up with the company. And when we do get to that updated resource and even that PEA, should be interesting to see what kind of economics come around this project. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Greg or for the president and CEO, Luke Alexander, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Greg, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Corey.